You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County lawmakers made policy on Tuesday, something that's been unofficial practice for decades. They unanimously approved a measure that codifies the consideration of minority and women business enterprises, or MWBEs, for county contracts. Democratic floor leader Linda Irvin says nothing really changes.
It's now a policy of this county to do this rather than the administration just doing a program that had in the bid documents the same language, but she didn't have the authority from this legislature to do that. We just let it happen for years and years and years without a policy being in place. That all it does now is make it into a law.
Even so, the legislature was commended for making the move, which also adds veteran and service-disabled veteran-owned businesses to the mix. Deputy Mayor of Syracuse Sharon Owens served as MWBE compliance officer for the city for part of the Miner administration.
I firsthand had the opportunity to see how these programs actually benefit not only the companies that are able to be subcontracted with public works projects, but I also saw the companies grow in this city and in this county, partly because of the opportunities they've been provided on the public sector.
Construction and public service contracts tend to be who you know, who your networks are, and we live in a very segregated county and city, and so people get excluded.
No one's looking for a handout. They just want an even playing field, which we all know that has not always been the case.
That's legislator Monica Williams. We also heard from Aggie Lane, vice president of the Urban Jobs Task Force, who has pushed the city of Syracuse to beef up and comply with its own MWBE program. Legislator Linda Irvin says the goal for the county's program remains the same, to put people to work.
Look around our county, and if you look around what's been done, there's a need for this program. And our poverty levels are so high that if we can provide jobs for people of color and women-owned businesses, we should.
Still, some lawmakers call for a disparity study to justify the program. Irvin agrees one should be done, but the legislature would have to find the money for what could be a 3 or 4 year project. In a statement, County Executive Joni Mahoney praised lawmakers for affirming longstanding county policy. She says the legislation would rectify some of the barriers that have prevented some qualified MWBE businesses from fairly competing for county contracts. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.